So the Rittenhouse trial might have lasted a few weeks, but like Brian Stelter's hair, the fallout was immediate. Which is good for shows like mine because I can just press cruise control and let the morons speak for themselves. Seriously, this script could have been written by the producers of Full House, only the show would have been called Full of
Kyle Rittenhouse was just 17 years old when he drove across state lines.
He's driving across state lines.
He crosses state line.
He crosses a state line.
Across state lines.
Who crossed state lines.
Came across state lines.
This guy came over state lines.
Provocatively drove across state lines.
Gee, it almost makes you wonder that they want you to think he drove across state lines. I had no idea. But it's amazing, one simple fact can be distorted, and no producer has taken the time to correct it. They're too busy trying to adjust the meds for Joy Reid and spotting Chris Cuomo on his bench. Meanwhile, Eric Swalwell didn't drive across state lines, but what did the fabricating fart bag do with state secrets when he did the bang bang with the fang fang?
I figure, Janet, we don't have Friday funnies.
Right, because we're not going to be here.
So I had a little funny with Greg Gutfeld on, you know, running the ship this morning.
Although this is stuff opening. Like you can't even make up.
Right. Did you realize he drove across state lines? He didn't drive, by the way. His mother brought him across the state line. So he drove across. They didn't even get that fact right. He wasn't driving. His mom brought him.
See, and and you know that's my biggest pet peeve about this whole thing. For her to have encouraged
Well, she just handed him his AR-15 and his little, you know, Scooby-Doo lunchbox and told him to be careful.
That's right.
Trying to get shot.
You be careful out there. So, oh, Lordy. Lord have mercy.
It's Wednesday. And you know what that means, Janet.
Mark. What day is it, Mark?
It's Wednesday.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Hump day!
And we're going to let some sunshine in during the day. We're going to have some fun with it today. We got some serious news. Yeah, that's out there. We're going to bring you some lighthearted stuff, have some clips from some famous sitcoms that you might recognize, one or two of them. We'll sprinkle those throughout the day. And we'll take you all the way till 9 o'clock. We have a special guest coming in today.
Yeah?
That would be Colt from We Fix Stupid Computers.
Oh, Lord.
He's going to fix us breakfast.
Is he now?
Yeah. Well, he's going to go
and our
and
computer,
get it
too, I hope. Yeah. with any luck,
yep,
he'll fix that as well.
Yeah. So Colt coming in today.
Nice.
Around 7:30.
Well, we will enjoy today and look forward to spending the morning with you. Our thought of the day today is this. Focusing on the bright side will always be beneficial to your body and your mind. True. Very, very true.
Okay.
434-248-0704 is our text number. We always give you that because we want you to participate with our Mind Jam trivia.
I'm finishing up my yawn. By the way, I heated up water earlier.
Uh-oh. Does that mean you need... That's your subtle
the hint. French press.
I need coffee.
Maybe during the break.
Maybe so.
All right. This food provides 150% of your daily allowance of B12.
Which is like for energy.
Yeah.
So that's important.
Is there any B12 in that coffee? I don't know.
No.
Could be. Anyways, it's the 150% this food provides the daily allowance of B12, the vitamin. Its oil is used in manufacturing of paint, varnish, and linoleum?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So there's an oil byproduct of sorts.
Right.
And it's used in paint, varnish, and linoleum.
But if
which
you
food
eat it,
is it?
Yeah, you get 150% of your daily requirement of B12, which is like, I mean, people pay a lot of money to get B12 injections and
things
like that because it gives you so much energy.
But you could just eat this food and you get
150%.
More than enough. Wow.
All kinds of energy. On this day in history, in 1869, American Women's Suffrage Association forms in Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland.
Didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
That's an interesting place for that to develop, but okay. In 1896, The first U.S. absentee voting law was enacted by Vermont, so we have them to thank for that.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say to blame, maybe.
Yeah. Now, where Bernie's from.
It is.
Bernie, coincidence?
Bernie's crying out there right now.
Yeah?
Because he says that the bill that was sent from the Congress isn't bold enough.
He's such an idiot.
I know.
I swear. 1966, the Beatles began recording sessions for their album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
There's so much to this story.
Sgt. Pepper and the concept behind the album originated on Paul's flight back to London in 1966. The band was fed up with being the Beatles and all the pressure that came with their fame. Therefore, Paul got the idea that they should ditch those personas and take on new ones. Then when John came up to the microphone, or I did, it wouldn't be John or Paul singing, it would be the members of this band. I thought we can run this philosophy through the whole album.
Go.
So odd. I thought it was so weird.
It was weird.
Yeah.
It was, they were acting out.
I think he was one toke over the line. Sweet Jesus. That's what I think.
He claims in later interviews, well, we didn't just do a lot of drugs during that. I'm thinking he might have done drugs on the way back from London.
That's what I'm thinking. Yes. Just like, yes. And that's where, I also think that's where H.R. Puffin stuff came from. I think all of that was...
How appropriate. Puffin stuff.
Yeah, whatever that was, I think it all came from the same substance. All right, we got birthdays today. Mm-hmm. Sarah Hyland having a birthday today. She's turning 31 years old.
I ran from the police, and even though it was an accident, I injured an officer. I'm very, very sorry. I've made a lot of bad decisions since I've been here, and it's time I take some responsibility. Like sometimes in the dining hall, I slip my pinky under the scale when they weigh my salad. Also, I've missed more morning classes than I've been to. I don't know the policy is on dating TAs, but I think I broke it.
And they're in the back room going, no, you've said enough. Stop talking.
Please stop talking. Please stop. Yeah, you've shared too much information. Catherine Heigl having a birthday today. She turns 43 years old.
Have you ever seen the movie Killers?
With no. The first time I saw her was in Love Comes Softly, which was just a beautiful Hallmark-ish.
You like Tom Selleck, right?
Oh, I do.
Oh, you've got to watch Killers.
Okay.
He plays the father-in-law of Ashton Kutcher,
okay.
Who is the love interest of this young lady,
okay.
Catherine. And this is from the movie Killers.
I'm Spencer, by the way.
Jennifer. Sometimes Jenny. No, Jen. It's just Jen.
You want to get a drink with me tonight?
Yeah. You realize I'm going to make you tell me your whole life story.
Trust me. It's boring.
Who do you work for?
Let's just say that I work for the blah, 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 and they gave me a license to blah.
It's not shooting, honey. Oh, God.
Catherine Heigl. Ashton Kutcher. Killers.
Sweetie, your gun is showing.
Well, where do you expect me to put it? Have you seen the size of this thing?
It's a good movie. It is a funny comedy, sort of a James Bondish sort of movie.
She is so pretty and so cute, but
beautiful.
They say she is a pain in the butt to work with.
Really? Yeah. Oh, I'm disappointed.
She has a reputation of being a little bit of a pain.
Okay.
But she's a pretty pain.
Mm-hmm.
Colin Hanks having a birthday today. He's turning 44 years old.
This is from the movie Lucky. And again, a movie I've got to see.
Then it's your mother. She says it's urgent.
Honey, you know your ticket? The lottery ticket?
Ben, you won the lottery!
Oh my God, are you okay?
Yay!
You know how they say your life totally changes? They're not lying.
Yeah. He hugs the girl in the movie trailer. He's got the knife because they have a big cake that they're cutting. Mm-hmm. And his girlfriend shows up and she's so excited. And he goes to hug her and he actually stabs her with this huge knife.
Oh,
and that's
Lord.
When she goes, oh, yay, I'm bleeding.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a, let's just say it's a twisted comedy.
A dark comedy, shall we say.
And
I like those sometimes.
But it looks like it would really be fun to watch.
Dwight Schultz is having a birthday today. He turns 74 years old.
Murdoch from the A-Team.
We shall make the skies safe for Mumsy, Daddy, and Buckingham. God save the Queen. At least give it a break.
Murdoch, can we hurry up?
Sure, anything you want.
Well, I don't hear nothing, but if you're positive that that's what you heard on the
track... I'm warning you. I had enough of you talking to your invisible friend.
Does he look invisible, huh? You can't see him?
He's just off the wall.
Always.
And he flies the helicopter. That's the scary part.
That is the scary
part.
He's
the pilot.
But as long as he's good at that, I guess that's what is the most important thing.
Oh, Lordy.
I mean, wasn't he out of a...
Insane asylum. Yeah,
that's
they
what
pulled
I
him out to put in part of the team.
Lovely. So nice.
Oh, my.
All right. 434-248-0704 is our number. Here is our Mind Jam trivia. We would like to know.
What food? This food provides 150% of your daily allowance of vitamin B12. Its oil is used in manufacturing of paint, varnish, and linoleum. So you actually step on it, which is pretty amazing. So what is this food that I must know soon?
Right.
So I can eat some.
To get your 150% of your recommended daily allowance of B12
instead of having
to pay for a shot.
Yeah, people get shots to get their B12.
They do, because it gives you so much energy and stuff. We'll tell you what the answer is coming back here on The Morning Jam.
A little more celebration of the beginning of the recordings of Sgt. Pepper's. And a lot of funny songs on that album.
Turn on The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark, 6 to 9 a.m.
What would you think if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Yes, I get by with a little help from my friend, with a little help from my friend.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
6:21 on the day before Thanksgiving, 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So we're in the middle of our Mind Jam trivia, stretching your brain waves. It stretches mine just to show up here. And Janet's got the coffee brewing, so I'm pretty excited about that. This food provides 150% of your daily allowance of vitamin B12. Its oil is used in the manufacturing of paint, varnish, and linoleum.
Yeah, it's true.
I can't even... The only thing I could think of was fish.
Okay.
You know, like
we had guesses of walnuts and peanuts.
Yeah, that's
I guess that could make that.
That could.
You were closer though.
Okay, a fish.
Mm-hmm. It's National Sardine Day today.
Oh gosh. Wow.
Sardines, yes, sardines are that miracle food that nobody wants to eat.
Right.
apparently, it makes the best of the best super green list.
Okay.
It's known for having very low levels of mercury.
Huh.
It's very high in omega-3 fatty acids, which are good.
Right.
It only eats plankton.
Gosh.
Falls
right
at the bottom of the aquatic chain. Therefore, it does not have high concentration of any heavy metals or contaminants.
Right.
The only thing I've ever used sardines for. Mm-hmm. Is to make my dog's coat shinier.
No, oh, really?
My dogs like them. And so I will get the sardines packed in oil, and I'll feed it to them. And when I'm wanting them to, you know, slick up and be really shiny and pretty, I'll feed them sardines.
Interesting.
But I cannot bring myself to eat a sardine. I just couldn't
I
do it.
I think it's been 25, 30 years since I've had one.
How do you eat them?
Well, the only reason I had it was like... Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm going to say charcuterie. It was some kind of a charcuterie spread where it was with a bunch of other things.
Right.
And it had already been cut up. And I said, I think that's sardines. But, I ate a little bit
of
it.
You tried it.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I know it's used in a lot of, like, soups. And I know in, like, Norwegian countries and things like that. I think they use that kind of thing a lot. They're probably far healthier.
I can tell you what's more popular than sardines is when people just use that thing's as big as a sardine can. Oh. That term has been used so many times.
A sardine can?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's so small. It's the size of a sardine can. So anyway.
Well, apparently there's a lot of ways to prepare it, including sardine pasta with crunchy parsley crumbs, sardines and tomatoes on toast, salsa spaghetti with sardines. And I don't think
any of those combinations, quite frankly.
Yeah, I know. I can't do it. Yeah. But they are the most plentiful and edible fish in the world.
Yeah. I mean, you walk by. I mean, how many times have you walked by the aisle and you're looking for tuna and stuff and you go, oh, there's sardines, and just keep looking.
We are the Morning Jam.